You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Next week, Blaine County will host its second resilience workshop dedicated to empowering Idaho communities in a time of environmental change. The initial workshop, which was coordinated by the Sun Valley Institute and Warm Springs Consulting, kicked off back in early December, and it explored local opportunities for sustainable improvement and how communities similar to their own are responding to climate change. Well, joining me live on the phone to talk more about what we can expect from the upcoming workshop is Amber Beig with Warm Springs Consulting and former Blaine County Commissioner Larry Schoen. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Hi.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I want to just start.
Thanks for your focus on this.
Appreciate it. You know what? It is an important conversation to be having. And I do want to know, first off, what prompted the workshop? Has this conversation been going on for a while in Blaine County?
The conversation has been going on for a while in Blaine County, led in part by the Sun Valley Institute. But Blaine County commissioners and other local leaders have been really attuned to the issue of climate change. And so this was prompted following the statewide Idaho Climate Summit in the fall of 2017. Some of the organizers, including Warm Springs Consulting, came to Blaine County and said, well, you know, we've looked at this issue at the statewide level. Now we think it's wise to look at it at the community level. Are you interested? And we said yes, of course, and especially since we'd already been exploring the topic, the question of resilience in the face of climate change.
So, Amber, in that first workshop that happened in early December, what were the issues that were identified, the main, maybe the main three issues?
So some of the main topics that emerged, which was really interesting in relationship to climate change, was how does the community plan for and hedge against these climatic changes, such as decreased snowpack, which would affect tourism. But the top three that emerged were affordable housing, energy, and food. And so within the next workshop, the groups are going to be diving deeper into some of these topics, and we'll be looking at specific solutions to those larger topics within that larger framework.
You know, you bring up a good point with those three main topics. I mean, I don't think anyone would be surprised about housing being an issue in the Wood River Valley when it comes to cost. What might be surprising for people, but it makes sense when you think about the cost of housing, is the food issue. And we've talked right here on our program about how people who hold full-time jobs, who maybe, work in some type of service industry, are also going to your food pantries in the Wood River Valley. So was this part of that discussion that came up? If you look down the road 10 years, 20 years, that's not necessarily a sustainable model for your citizens.
Well, I think, when you look at these systems, all of them are interconnected, mm-hmm. right? So when you have an impact related to climate change and it affects your economy, you want to look at how do we create a more resilient community as a whole. So how do we make sure that we don't have people living on the edges? But really, a lot of the food conversation was how do we provide locally grown and sourced food to the community? And Larry can dive in further because he's got a lot more experience in that.
And Larry, talk to me a little bit about that, because that does go down the path of sustainability. Because if you can grow food in your own backyard, it's also lower cost.
We have people that have been working on this topic for some time now. First, we had Idaho's Bounty, which tried to create a regional approach to providing food locally. We have some local groups called the Local Food Alliance and Blaine County Food Council, which are exploring these topics. And actually, we're working now to develop a structure that would address not just the growing of food at both the market garden and the larger scale of commercial agriculture, but storage, distribution, and how to address the issues of pricing so that this is really accessible to people locally. People value food that's grown locally for taste, nutrition, health factors that go along with those things. And they view it as a kind of a economic issue as well. And not only for the fact that it provides jobs and economic opportunity to growers locally and distributors, but really enhances the network effect for providing food, not just to Blaine County, but in our Magic Valley region.
I'm speaking with Amber Beig from Warm Springs Consulting and former Blaine County Commissioner Larry Show, and we're talking about a workshop that was happening in December, one, an upcoming one as well, about sustainability. And I want to talk a little bit now about the idea of when we look to the future with climate change and how that could potentially impact, you know, your largest economic driver in the Wood River Valley, which is, of course, outdoor recreation. And will that be, that was part of the conversation in December, will it continue to be part of the conversation in this upcoming workshop?
It will be. One of the driving forces for this from the, so I was on the Board of Commissioners until January. We planned for this, budgeted for this, and one of our real targets here was to create actionable results. And the first workshop really was geared towards developing the opportunity areas that where we could develop actionable results. The tourism economy is such an important part of our local economy, but one of the key issues is economic stability and economic, and that comes through economic diversity. So we talked about expanding our economic opportunities beyond just recreation and tourism. One, you know, climate change, it's an interesting term because we think about it just, you know, it really it's, there's climate variability. We don't know what to expect. In fact, we just had a February where we had some of the highest snowfalls in since record keeping began just in 1 month. But you know, since we don't know what's coming, it's best to be prepared and be more stable, be more resilient through diversification.
And Amber, with the upcoming workshop, you will also be discussing regional planning and how that basically plays into what Larry was just speaking about and that idea of being more economically stable. How does that regional planning aspect fit into that?
So we're not doing a lot of work on the regional planning per se from the a planning perspective, but what we're doing is we're facilitating community conversations for community members to take leadership on particular initiatives or solutions that they're particularly passionate about or have expertise in or have been working on for a while. So really what the goal of these workshops is to help the community come together to prioritize actionable solutions that they want to invest their time and or resources into.
And when we get back to this idea, and I like what you said, Larry, about climate variability, because that actually speaks volumes, because in the sense that, yes, not just the Wood River Valley, but in the Treasure Valley, you know, there were record snowfalls at our mountain resorts in February.
Sure.
However, next February could be completely dry. So, Amber, what about that? I mean, is that part of the conversation, is how do we make sure that our community stays viable in the next 10, 20 years with this climate variability?
Yes, I mean, that is the purpose of these workshops, really, is to hedge against that variability, because we don't know how extreme or mild climate change will be, how much sun or snow Sun Valley will get, or how much snow any of the mountain towns will get. And so what it does is it says, okay, no matter what happens, what are the strategies to make our communities resilient to these changes, both the local climate changes, but also the global economic changes that come along with what we don't know the future will be.
And when and where is this upcoming workshop? And I would make the assumption that it is open to your entire community in order to have that conversation.
It is. We're holding it at the community campus, which is a facility owned by the Blaine County School District that's open for community events. And registration is open still. We had terrific turnout at the first workshop, over 80 participants. And I think we anticipate similar or greater. Maybe this radio program will inspire people to participate. But community participation is really central to success.
Mm-hmm. It's an important topic and very forward thinking of your community. I want to thank both of you for taking some time out of your day to talk about this today. My guests, Amber Beig from Warm Springs Consulting and former Blaine County Commissioner Larry Schoen. Thank you both very much. I do appreciate the conversation.
Thank you,
Gemma, very much.